Turning to Mendocino, a prescribed burn is planned for the lower 10 Mile Creek area this coming weekend. The burn is a collaboration between Torchbearer, CAL FIRE, landowners, and the Eel River Recovery Project. KMUD News spoke with Alicia Littletree Bales, community organizer with the Eel River Recovery Project, about the upcoming prescribed burn.
We're required to notify everybody when we are going to be doing a burn, and we've been doing a lot of burning out on Hargis Road, which is north of Laytonville, about 5 to 7 miles, and we're in the lower 10 Mile Creek watershed, and we'll be burning on Saturday. This is our second burn on this particular unit, and the first burn was in October, and it was a understory burn. So we've been doing both pile burning in the areas that have been thinned, and that's in preparation for doing these understory broadcast burns, which are extremely exciting and really amazing for the forest to bring fire back to the forest ecosystem in these areas.
This weekend's burn is part of a much larger project that includes outreach to local landowners, a role that Bales is tackling.
What I do is that I reach out to local community members around the 10 Mile watershed, which is in Laytonville, around their prescribed burning aspect of the Forest Health Grant project. They have 900 acres that they're working on, and this is a really exciting project because it's not just one big landowner like a timber company or a park or BLM. It is a number of small landowners who've come together to collaborate, including with the Caddo tribe, to collaborate on a 900-acre forest health project. And that includes forest health thinning and also prescribed and cultural burning.
The planned burn area is located near Highway 101, approximately 7 miles northwest of Laytonville.
So Saturday's burn is going to be an understory burn in the lower 10 Mile. It's on about 13 acres. It is a lot of tan oak hardwood, these sort of maturing tan oak trees. So they do have quite a lovely canopy. It's not like when the trees are growing back and they're very dense and small. This is a quite a mature stand. The landowner has done a lot of work himself to prep the area. And we're looking at, we're going to try to burn about 13 acres. And of course, the point is always fire hazard reduction and also forest health. So we're hoping to open up the understory for the health of the trees themselves and also for the beneficial use of wildlife while also reducing those dry wildfire fuels that have built up in our forest ecosystem since the suppression of fire and the removal of native fire from these landscapes. And it's just a really exciting thing to be there while the fire is happening and doing its work. So, so people may see smoke in the area just north of Laytonville when you're on that rattlesnake grade. You may see it off to the west there, and you can look at that and just feel excited that good fire is returning to this watershed.
Bill shared the environmental benefits of prescribed and cultural burning.
There's a lot of benefits to bringing prescribed fire to an area, and this is It's a different attitude of fire than the catastrophic fires that we have, seen so much about and experienced so many consequences from. This is low, slow, very polite fire, and it goes through the forest understory. And among other benefits, one of the most amazing things that it does is that it converts the down debris, right, the branches and the leaves and the dead trees and all that, it converts it into usable nutrients for the forest soils, right? So it's a generator of nutrients and life for the forest. Another thing that in this area in particular that I've been really interested in and looking at is the relationship of the prescribed fire with the oak trees. When we burned in October, I went back in a couple of weeks later just to see what had happened to the acorns, right? Because we do have weevils in the acorns or oak moths, I guess we can also call them, right? So I went back in and I looked at the effect on the acorn drop 2 weeks after we had burned in the understory, and I was able to collect several pounds of acorns with no weevils in them. And I've always heard about this beneficial effect of fire on the oak trees and the tan oaks in particular. And I was able to experience that with my own eyes. And also, you know, I ate them. So that, that was another benefit. So there's a lot of really wonderful results of fire. This burn in April is going to be a springtime burn, which is very different than a fall burn. So in the springtime burns, I think some of the benefits are, you know, a reduction in invasive plants, because this is when those invasive species like Scotch broom or French broom, those are putting on their seed heads, and some of the invasive grasses and other plants, the blackberry and that kind of thing. You burn in the spring to try to address the spread of those invasives and things like that. And so there's just, you know, burning at different times of the year has different benefits.
In recent years, among devastating and record-breaking fire seasons, land stewards are looking to native use of fire as the key to forest health and management.
Everybody knows fire needs to be back on the landscape, whether it's prescribed burning or cultural burning. But the reality of making that happen is it takes such a huge mindset shift. You know, we are used to thinking of fire as something that's terrifying. Right. And, you know, only you can prevent forest fires. And, you know, we've got to, if you're, you know, the utility, you want to like cut down every tree around the power line because trees equal fire. And that's just not a mindset that can take us into the future. Like, we need to be bringing fire into these areas in a holistic and healing way. And it can be very transformational, both for the forest and for the people.
The project is ongoing and will last for at least 3 years, utilizing collaboration to build a relationship with the ecosystem.
Of course, bringing fire back to the landscape is not just a one and done. It's a relationship that we're rekindling with the landscape. And so this is a long-term relationship, you know, and a long-term commitment. So burning, just, you know, coming back in and watching the results of it is essential. And we want to do it respectfully. We want to do it intelligently, and we want to do it in a way that doesn't cause harm. So the observations after the fact and the real deep relationship with the place are also important.
Funding for the 10 Mile Creek Watershed Forest Health Project was provided by Cal Fire's Forest Health Program.
One of the really neat things about it has been this collaboration between Elk Ridge Tree Service and Torchbearer. And Elk Ridge is a local business that has grown in as a result of this money coming into our community. These Cal Fire Forest Health grants have really been an opportunity, not just for forest health, but also for economic development. And Elk Ridge Tree Service has just been a great partner. They have hand crews hard at work every day out there doing the thinning and piling and getting the areas ready. And then Torchbearer is a nonprofit outfit that is led by certified burn boss Scott Steinbring, who's just been an amazing ally and advocate for this kind of grassroots burning. And he's been, you know, in fire his whole life, and he just sees the state of the woods and just, you know, is really just takes it seriously that we've got to be bringing fire back to these places. So anytime he has a chance to burn, he'll be out there burning anytime when conditions are right. So that's been an incredible collaboration, and I think, you know, keep an eye on this project because it's really exciting, and it provides an example for what communities can do with the money coming down from the state. Like, we really can get ourselves in a position to use it in ways that we feel are the best, rather than, you know, relying on the agencies to decide. It's like, this is a true grassroots effort.
This project requires participation from landowners, and community input and participation is encouraged.
We are always, this is part of the mindset shift, right? Is to bring people out and empower them with fire. This particular burn on Saturday is going to be a small crew of folks, but in general, we are looking, we do a lot of trainings with fire, particularly pile burning and biochar. It's been really a fun process. But we are always looking for folks who are interested in experiencing prescribed fire, you want to see how it works, you know, there are opportunities through this project for that. And also, if you're interested in bringing prescribed fire to your landscape, into your neighborhood, in your watershed, that's another big part of it. And so if you are interested in that and volunteering with Eel River Recovery Project, you can give us a call at 707-223-7200, or you can go on our website or visit our Facebook page, which is Eel River Recovery Project on Facebook.
Or contact Alicia Bales at 916-595-8724.